Blog Talk Radio.
My son, ask for thyself another kingdom, for that which I leave is too small for thee.
AMG's going hard this year.
Yeah. Tune in, log in, cause we are live. Welcome to Radio AFG Live. We right here, and we ain't moving, nigga. And now, your host for the most, the Five Dudes Gun himself, Young Ha.
I'm not hating, see my statement, y'all sagging. Continuation, see my eyes in closed captions. We couldn't be heard, see your words just scroll past them. My people's focused in on the words, now his voice snapping. My corny ears are aching, these guys are just ratting. You sitting right next to this squad while y'all trapping. I'm walking right past y'all guys, my mind's asking, it's all ratting. What the fuck is your...
What up? It's your boy Young Hawk, the Five Dudes Gun, H-A-A-K-I-M in the flesh. And we are here live on Radio AFG Live via blogtalkradio.com. And tonight, it is a Do You Give a Damn Thursday. A couple things we'll be getting into tonight. Different music, food, entertainment that we participate, eat, listen to on a daily basis. Do you know some of the things that are behind these issues at hand, so to speak? Do you give a damn to even find out about them? That's what we're talking about tonight on Radio AFG Live, as well as me giving you more information about how you can submit music to be a part of Street Heat Volume 3. Also, just a small new project because your boy is doing some recording and stuff like that. So if you guys want graphic designs and features and things like that done, I will give you information on that, as well as playing the bangers and the independent artists out there who keep submitting their music to this independent platform for you, independent artists and entrepreneurs, Radio AFG Live. Phone lines are open, 917-889-7063. The number one more game, 917-889-7063. We're going to get into the first track of the evening nearly immediately, and this is Mr. 215 featuring yours truly, the homie White Knight, the Five Deuce Gun, as well as Anger, and the track is entitled For the Hard Way, live on Radio AFG. Let's go.
The Five Deuce Gun B, reppin' the PSAFG, bitch. Yeah, Mr. 215, West Philly, baby, hold it down for a moment. M-A-J, a.k.a. A-N-G-A. Yeah, White Knight all night, Wally with a bell crack.
So I guess I gotta be 1-2. Mic check, 1-2, 1-2. Now in a 3-4. 5 niggas, send a nigga. Now you'll see more niggas coming out. They jets ready to squeeze on. Any caliber, any gap, any caliber been bust on. Shit every day, nigga. The smith and the spray. It doesn't matter where you're clicky or late. At the crib is where my niggas will stay. And I am cool with them. Now that your job and your crib, I come to the school for them. Talk to the principal. After that, pull the school on them. Piss a whip on his ass. Niggas is gonna make him. Go into home mech. Got a cake, I'ma bake him. After he eat it, the dynamite will blow up his face. And I get his ass with the chalkboard. It's in a race. Whatever he did, nigga, off the face of the earth. Puppet something is really nothing. You fuck with your murk. I'm in the lunchroom a la carte line. Serving niggas smaller to the tallest when I spark mine. Smarter to the dumbest, doesn't matter. See, I talk mine. Educated, never hesitate to make that chalk line. Hit your body for a second. Hit that strip up. Hit your bitch up. Let her body get so sexy. Vibrating. She vibrations. After that, I check her right to the Empire Diner on Roosevelt for that breakfast. Then I do something else. I go up to Springfield Simpson. Dope. The homer. After that, I swing steel. Hit the block. After that, your boy come lean. With my nigga J Mac, Mr. 215.
Soft. I show him intense. You make them piss in their pants. Just by showing the pistol, we reverse can't say all the shit that I've been through. If I put it all out there, my fuck with men too. Now, this is what made me. The man I be, I don't care how hard you try, you gon' do it like me. No, my flow ain't perfect, but you ain't worth it. But be who it be when it comes to the surface. If it's making you nervous, you hear me now. I'm a mainstream boy to keep my head to the ground. But let's get back to the topic, money don't stop it. Money making money, all about my profit. I'm chilling in lodges, getting massages. On the beach with it, drinking different knowledge. They say I'm styling, but I'm just living. Taking every opportunity as a given. Shit in.
Life is a test. I'm sharp at my best with a gun and a vest. Equipped to drive tanks to cut those with shanks. Kidnapping kickpin skins like running up in banks. Thanks for the memories. Gave it up smooth, so it was only minor injuries. I simply weak. Put your jeans while you limp and bleed. I keep the shit up. I be spending these for centuries. Can't knock the hustle like I can't stop the struggle. Cops get any hotter than my grandfather double. I'm trouble. Cutting niggas down to stubble. Y'all coming to a gunfight strapped with brass knuckles.
Gotta keep the cage. Nothing but the project. I played it in the days. Back in the days. And back to my ways. Back to my bad habits. Back to them crack addicts. Everybody on the street. Yeah, trying to get it, grab it. It's the city where that bell all crack. And all I smell in the kitchen is the smell all that. You niggas hating on the kid cause I got a smile. You niggas hating on the kid cause my chips too bird slurred. Crying off the juice that I sip. City where that shit goes down every day on the strip. So every day you breathe, every breath is a gift. I'm going hard to the day that I'm gifted. To be in that dirt, from putting in that work, truly under my shirt. I still play my job, I'm the handyman. Y'all gon' hate me, fan. Swear on the book, never lie for the fan. What you think we doing for? Where the love at?
Radio AMG Live, phone lines is open, 917-889-7063. The number one more game, 917-889-7063. It's Radio AMG Live. Back into the program today. It is still a Do You Give a Damn Thursday broadcast. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We do Radio AMG Live Monday through Saturday, 11 p.m. to 11:30 for the live feed, 11:30 to 11:45 for the extended podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe to the station. That way, you will make sure that you have all the updates and episodic information delivered right to you as soon as it's posted. We're going to get right into it. As I said, the phone line is open, 917-889-7063. The track you've got for us listening to was by your homie, Mr. 215, as well as your boy, Young Hawk, the Fly Dude's Gun, featuring White Knight and Anger. It was entitled For the Hard Way. Could be found on that Unreleased and Unleashed Volume 3 via datpiff.com. You can follow J Mac and myself via Twitter and Instagram at Mr215. That's MR, the number 2, FIFTEEN, all put together, no spaces or nothing like that. And at The Real Young Hawk for Twitter, DareyoungHaak. You can follow me on Instagram at TheFiveDuceGun, DA, the number 5, DUECEGUN. If you guys want features and bookings and all that, send your information to thefivedeucegun@gmail.com. That's D-A, the number 5, D-U-E-C-E-G-U-N, @gmail.com. We'll make sure we get at you guys because we love promoting you independent artists. You know, we listen to a lot of music. And coming up in the era that I came from is not what it used to be. Music is not something that people can just listen to and fall back on anymore like it used to be, unless you're listening to, you know, some of the throwback music that wasn't objectified and hindered by media influence and things of that nature, industrialized or military complexes, hidden agendas and shit like that. Like, you listen to an artist like Lauryn Hill's album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, you hear a lot of different songs that talk about breaking out of this box, not being a part of this system anymore, not being dumbed down anymore, wanting to be free of that, wanting to protect their family and believe in God and walk a righteous path. Things like that are being shunned, not only in a musical sense, though. They're being shunned in an educational sense. They remove God from schools and institutions. Yet, places like California make it mandatory that grades kindergarten through fifth grade read homosexual, gay, transgender, and lesbian literature, as well as watch movies on it. Make it mandatory for these kids to have to read something that in the Bible, by the word of God, is sin. And you're forcing our children to have to read these things. How you know that, Hop? Because I read, I research, I pay attention to certain shit. Now, I can be completely honest. I haven't been as on top of things as I possibly could have been. I am currently educating myself further, as well as I've already educated myself to a certain extent. So, I mean, how many of us are really paying attention to these things? How many of us are actually giving a damn about any of this stuff that's going down? Do you have time for that? I'm just saying, my man. Do you have time to find that out? Or are you too busy turning up? Do you have time to find out about why God and Christianity can't be in our schools yet? Our school boards is voting to make it mandatory that kindergarten through fifth grade have to read lesbian and gay literature. Phone lines are open. I can't for the life of me understand why things like believing in God, reflecting on your life, seeing how you walk the negative path, and trying to make that better is shunned in the world. You tell your friends that you're trying to quit smoking cigarettes, they make fun of you instead of supporting you. You tell your friends you're tired of hanging out in the corners, you want to go get a job, instead of supporting you, they want to make fun of you. These are the type of things we go through in society. When you waste time knowing that there's problems that exist that you can immediately affect, but you choose to turn your back on it, all you're doing is turning your back on the Most High. Do you have time for that? Phone lines is open, ladies and gentlemen. It's Radio AFG Live, 917-889-7063. Shout out to my homie Don Calvio. He sent me an invite on PlayStation, John, but I can't accept it right now because I'm doing a radio show. As I was saying, these are the things that we make time for in our life. You make time for arguing with people, starting shit, gossiping on phones, trying to set things up for people to go ham. You make time for finding out all the shit that's going on, basketball, bitches of Bermuda and all that. You make all the time in the world to keep on pontificating hyperbole and keep on repeating the same fucking stereotypes over and over again, perpetuating them further. Yet when it comes to something like your life and whether or not you appreciate it, your life, and whether or not you give a damn about the direction you're going, but not just yours, your child's life, your children's life. Do you give a damn where your children are going to be going at? As I said, man, the phone lines is open. Don't feel afraid to talk about this subject, because I'm not. Regardless of what's going to happen to me, I've walked a negative path in my life as well. And I'm going to have to answer to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Father God for my sins at the time of my motherfucking death. But that does not mean that I cannot enlighten individuals on my path and on my journey, especially if there is something that I've done in a negative sense that I see other people repeating that I know is only going to lead to torment, that's only going to lead to damnation. I can't force you to drink that water, but I can damn sure lead you to that river and make sure you know how to drink it. 917-889-7063 is that number. That number one more again, 917-889-7063 is the number. Call us up if you got your opinions on some of these topics that we're talking about right now. But without further ado, we get into the next track of the evening. And this one right here comes from the homeboy Snacks Martin by way produced of Skip Fearless Music. And the track is entitled Peace God, live on Radio AFG. Let's go.
Hey, yay, yay. Busy. Know that. Nigga, this flow might hurt you. What? Bitch, sharp, come close, might murk you. What? I be geeked up smoking that Urkel. Keep these square niggas out of my circle. What? Bitch, I'm a doobie, remove the commercial. Yeah. Your town need a hazmat team to alert you. Yeah. Bad bitch, work my mic, no rehearsal. No. Bitch, make a nigga come quick like curfew. No. Homie, these coppers be working all in my direction. As soon as they see me, they gripping their weapon. They see my skin color, they start that aggression. I be running, hiding, and learning my lesson. My nigga, you see? I flip it immediately. This shit be so easy to me. And bitch, I'm the man. I be who I I want me to be. Don't care what you be thinking to me. And no, I don't be one that be beefing no drama. No business, your business, bitch, don't tell Obama. Don't fuck with no coppers, them niggas is evil. Don't fuck with no doctors, they killing my people. That's real talk, nigga, no bullshit.
No bullshit.
Say the wrong words, you get a full clip. Hit them up with a bitch that'll nurse you. Better that than the corn that'll hurt you. Peace, God, got the heat, God, let him meet God. Let me eat, and he go to sleep 6 feet deep.
What?
Put him in the creek with the concrete feet. You can sleep with the jellyfish, you little bitch.
And I diss these hoes on purpose.
If you ain't looking better than your purse is. But if you working hard for that tip, then I just might tip your ass with this dick.
Know that.
Nigga, I get so dizzy that a nigga can't see straight.
You know?
Big snacks, no cheesecake.
You know?
But let a bitch taste me.
What?
She be like my favorite tasty.
Uh-huh.
My bitch so bad, shit you say just make me laugh.
Yeah.
I make another nigga toss out that cash.
Yeah.
That hoe so dummy that I just might crash.
Sex bank drinking on average, man.
To be above average, it just might pass. But baby girl, if you ain't worth it,
what?
Then I'ma treat your ass like it's worthless.
What?
And I diss you bitches on purpose.
What?
You ain't looking better than your purse is.
What?
But if you're working hard for that tip,
yeah,
I just might tip your ass with this dick.
Nah.
Bitch, your game, talk your shit.
Yeah.
Cause I'ma talk mine till a nigga get rich.
Yeah.
And all these bitches got to have one. Put them all together, I'm bound to have fun.
Nah.
It's a drunken master.
Word.
And I preach to a nigga like a drunken pastor.
Word.
Chill with my enemy, I rob a master.
Word.
Mass amusement, nigga, lots of laughter.
Word.
And I beg home, it don't make sense, get at you. Ain't shit sweet.
Don't.
I'm heavy on the street, just stack the concrete. Cause the money gon' stack, no Lego.
Money.
I make a bad bitch dance with a peso.
You know?
So fly, nigga, I should have a halo.
Lie.
I be sauce like a nigga drink Prego.
Lie.
A motherfucker better do as I say so.
Do it.
Cause they all in my way, bro. I swear to God, all I nigga wanna do is play PS4. But every
do.
Other day, I get stressed the most. Living in the bakery for lots of dough.
Uh-huh.
Put a guard heart cold as an Eskimo. And I smoke this weed by the motherfucking sun.
Yeah.
I'm barely ever done.
Yeah.
And homie, where are you from?
Where?
Cause where I'm from, they bust guns by the truckload. And every motherfucker with a truck know.
What?
Next, holding
what?
My nigga, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Don't get shot in your midsection and get put on your period.
Period.
Leave them sick and then bloody delirious.
Delirious.
Me up in the shadows, out on your block. Cause summer, I'm plotting mysterious.
Delirious.
And as soon as you slack, niggas attack and leave you right next to your whack and rack.
Nigga, I get so dizzy that a nigga can't see straight.
You know?
Big snacks, no cheesecake.
You know?
But let a bitch taste me.
What?
She be like my favorite tasty.
Uh-huh.
My bitch so bad, shit you say just make me laugh.
Yeah.
I make another nigga toss out that cash.
Yeah.
That hoe so dummy that I just might crash.
Sex ain't tricking on average, ass.
To be above average, it just might pass. But baby girl, if you ain't worth it,
what?
Then I'ma treat your ass like it's worthless.
What?
And I diss you bitches on purpose.
What?
You ain't looking better than your purse is.
What?
But if you're working hard for that tip,
yeah,
I just might tip your ass with this dick.
Not dizzy.
Radio Radio G Live. Snacks Martin. Peace God. Produced by the homeboy Skipfield. Let's shoot a holler at Skip for them beats. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Skipfield. That's SKIPFEARLESS. All one word, no abbreviations, no underscores, or nothing like that. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's Radio AMG Live. Do you give a damn Thursday broadcast? I thank y'all for being a part of that. I got a lot of motherfuckers that have texted me. A lot of people have emailed me. Friends that talk to me on the street, like, damn, man, you taking this different approach with life and, you know, you stop drinking liquor and all this type of shit. Sit down with me. Let me tell you a story. Do you got time for that, ladies and gentlemen? You know, I'm 32 years old. I'm in a particular age. Certain things is just not, you know, cool to be doing at this age. I know drinking has contributed to a lot of negativity in my life. I've sat around a lot of different individuals where the night started off cool, the night started off banging and all that and third. You know what I'm saying? Everything is straight. No problems, no issues. Next thing you know, something does jump off, but alcohol is now introduced into the situation. So now what ends up happening is things escalate in a manner as to which would not have escalated had alcohol not been in the vicinity, had alcohol not been consumed. And I'm talking straight alcohol. When I say straight alcohol, I mean like straight liquor, rums and tequilas and vodkas, scotches, whiskeys, shit like that. Things escalated too many times too quickly. And my birthday is January 10th. So things went too quick, too crazy. And it just made me reflect and recollect on past occurrences and instances where alcohol and beverages have led to situations going to higher levels than they needed to and escalating to drama levels that it did not have to go to. So I made a conscious decision to no longer drink. I made a conscious decision to no longer take straight shots of liquor, mixed drinks. I'm not drinking any more liquor. Now, yes, while I will have a beer. I will drink a Heineken from time to time. I will not be taking any mixed drinks. I will not be taking any straight shots. So if you got a problem with that, you can fall back. At the end of the day, I chose to do these things to make my body feel better, to live longer, as well as not have situations that really aren't like that serious turn into something that is that serious, to end up being exposed as something that could end up turning into a situation where somebody could lose their life. Now, individuals that I've spoken with personally about this decision that I've made to do these things, they told me that's good, they're proud of that, that's a great thing to hear. You know, they need to stop doing it too. And that's awesome. I have yet to run into anybody that would tell me that that's a bad thing or that they feel some type of way and try to ridicule me. But there are individuals out there who, when you tell them, as I make reference to, that you're trying to better your life in some form, whether that's, you know, you're not going to be hanging out till 4 a.m. on the street corner no more, you know, whether that's you're not going to be no longer, you know, participating in the hyperbole that everybody else does. Certain people make fun of you. You want to stop drinking. You want to stop smoking. You want to stop having sex out of wedlock. You want to start going back to church. You want to start reading the Bible. You want to stop doing none of that shit. Like, whatever it is that you're going through, that you're saying that, you know, you recognize this in your life as being something that's leading to more negativity, and you want it to stop and come to an end. Those things, sometimes people sit back and make fun of you about. Ridicule you. Oh, get the fuck out. This nigga talking about Jesus and going to church. Now, I'm like, fuck, nigga, you going to hell, nigga. You talking about no God, nigga. You might as well keep on fucking up. And doing what it is you do, you can go to hell with the rest of us, nigga. Like, damn, that's really what you feel like. That's really the malice that you have. See, there's individuals that don't got no time to hear what I'm saying right now. Some motherfuckers don't have time for that. Anything positive or trying to make things right, whether it's volunteering and giving out food and jackets, or whether it's trying to just make somebody else's life better, they don't want to hear nothing about that. But you have all the time in the world for the bullshit, right? All the time in the world to keep on perpetuating stereotypes and making negativity keep on going in a circle. As I posted earlier, I put up a picture on Instagram and it had, you know, some money in it. And it says, hey, if this is all that you care about in life, you better get your kerosene, butane, gasoline draws ready. Hashtag Team AFG, hashtag Aspire for Greatness ENT, hashtag If You Knew Better, You Do Better, hashtag Don't Covet Vanity. You might not understand what that means, and that's you, but at the end of the day, don't covet vanity. Radio AFG Live, man. Phone lines is open. We're about to get into the last track of the live feed, taking us into the extended podcast. So for all the people that's listening live online on BallTalkRadio.com, make sure if you want to hear the extended podcast, you call us up right now, 917-889-7063. That number one more again, 917-889-7063. We're getting into the next track of the evening. This is from the homie, Kyle Rod, and the track is entitled House Party, live on Radio AFG. We're about to get this thing cranking. Let's go.
My niggas chillin' with bitches,
sippin' burritos.
We country as fuck. We sittin' outside, killing mosquitoes.
Be rolling a dope. Damn, I'm so high. Fly.
Feel like an eagle.
This song is so hot. But I'm so cold. Fuck.
How could a fever know?
This that type of song that'll make you take shots all night long. That rum and coke so damn strong. Got me off in another zone. Now I'm drunk texting your phone. Send me a pic with your boy shorts on. It's 4 o'clock up in the moon. You said you can't cause your boyfriend's home.
So what?
A and O and beer pong and no one is beating me.
Nobody.
Shout out my nigga Deuce, damn he killing this Hennessy. Parmesan for sure, I know that shit be killing this kidneys. Tonight is the night where I feel like I'm a mate.
When I love a memory.
I'm all in the kitchen.
Kitchen.
I'm high as a pigeon.
Pigeon.
I can't make a decision.
And I'm mixing and sipping.
What?
The fuck am I drinking?
Damn, this shit hitting.
Is it white? Is it brown?
What?
I'm taking it down. Fuck at me.
Both of the bitches.
I'm talking to women. One white and one brown. Yes, I fuck
both of the bitches.
We doing it big. Shot at the shot. I'm going in since 11 o'clock. Cars are parked. Go down the block. The neighbors are pissed. They are calling the cops. Yo, please don't blow my high.
For real.
Come over. Come have a good time.
For real.
Live right down the street.
You don't even have to drive.
Remy in my system, 1800 for my niggas. The Roger ain't got the cooler, that's the one with cheap liquor. And everybody fucked up by my IG, all these bitches. And hashtag house party.
Chilling with my niggas.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, I show up to the party, show up. Run the fucking flow up. Tell my niggas, pull up. Tell my niggas, roll up. Tell my niggas, turn up. You know what? Hey, I show up to the party, show up. Run the fucking flow up. Tell my niggas, pull up. Tell my niggas, roll up. Tell my niggas, turn up.
Radio AMG Live, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the extended podcast of this program. You just got to listen to the homeboy Kyle Rob with the track entitled House Party right here on this Do You Give a Damn Thursday broadcast. Yes, you do. If you guys want to holler at the homeboy for bookings, features, or just find out more about his music, you can follow him on Twitter at KyleRod_96. That's KyleRod_96. Everybody thought that when I first played that track and I called it House Party, I mean, I didn't name it, but he did, but when I first announced it, they thought it was going to be like another person freestyling to the Meek Mill track House Party, and it was not that. It's an original track. It's actually hot as shit. Me and my homeboy Thirst fucking bang that joint all the time, so shout out to the homeboy Kyle Rod and everybody responsible for the track. Thank y'all for supporting Radio ARG Live. You guys missed the live feed. Basically, I was just talking, giving y'all a little background on some of the things that we watch, listen to, and eat. Well, I did talk about more listening to than the eating parts, but let me get into that now. You know, I was watching a documentary on my HBO Go app, on my PS4 and shit, and it was this America Undercover joint where this guy was going to factory farms where pigs were being tortured and slaughtered in inhumane ways. He went to a turkey factory, showing the same thing. Now, I didn't watch it all the way through. I stopped it, you know, about an hour and 10 minutes through. It's about almost 2 hours long, hour and a half long. And, you know, just watching, first of all, I already don't eat pork. But if I was still a pork eater, watching what I watched and how they treat those animals, I would have stopped eating pork right then and there. Do you take time to find out where your food comes from before you get it? Or are you just somebody that when you got money, you're just going to keep on ordering takeout? Do you keep eating a bunch of processed foods, which is the takeout that you order, or are you buying your groceries from this grocery store? And if you're buying your groceries from a grocery store, are you asking, you know, is your chicken farm raised or is it factory raised? Are you finding out if the cows, the ground beef that you're receiving, were the cows locked up in facilities and cages where they could barely move, or were they allowed to graze and eat grass and be out in nature? Were they tortured in any way? Do you even give a damn? That, ladies and gentlemen, is the number one question. And after, like I said, me being a person who was blind, who could care less about things of that nature, who didn't really look at it and didn't think about it in the complex way that I do now. I mean, granted, I was younger and there were other things on my mind. Me being ignorant to something doesn't make it any less tragic. Me not knowing doesn't make it not exist. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for those of you out there who don't know the difference between factory-raised and farm-raised animal food, whether it be chickens, lambs, cows, pigs, whatever that you eat, research it. You got all the time to look up who's fighting on WorldStar and what bitch got butt naked from stage, K. Michelle, or whatever, whatever. You got all the time in the world for that. But do you give a damn about how these animals being treated? Do you give a damn about the symbolism and the occult messaging and the hypnotic programming that you sit your children in front of every day? Do you give a damn about the fact that while you think they're just watching SpongeBob or Rugrats or My Little Pony, you know, Tiny Toon Adventures, that there's all these different occult and demonic symbolisms and messages being shot to them, whether it's hand gestures, whether it's men dressed up as women and women dressed up as men, whether it's the Illuminati all-seeing eye, the eye of Horus, whether it's the triangle. Why are these things in these children programming? Especially when you go and research what they are, what they stand for, what they mean. But you got to go back and read about Horus and all that, ISIS from way back in Egyptian times, or whether you want to study the Bible, at the end of the day, educate yourself, because the life you save will be your own. Trust me when I tell you that. Do you have time for that type of shit? Do you even give a damn? You care more, and when I say you, I'm talking about all of us, people. You care more about vanity, the shining diamonds, the banging cars, the big booty bitches, top-of-the-line liquors, having money to flash and show your friends and take pictures of. You care more about the vanity of this world than the people in this world, spreading the love and the word of Jesus Christ and the Father God. It is more important for us to continue to perpetuate stereotypes. It is more important for us to continue to pull each other down with false senses of mental anguish, bullshit propaganda, feeding into the masses of the media, and basically being dumbed down by your television programming. Is anybody getting that? Television programming? Well, I thought I programmed my remote so it can work on my TV. What the fuck is the television programming? What is the television programming? Oh, the person watching it. Did you ever stop to think about that? Do you even give a damn? It's Radio ARG Live, man. We do this every Monday through Saturday, 11 p.m. to 11:30 for the live feed, 11:30 to 11:45 for the extended podcast. For the live feed from 11 to 11:30, the phone lines are open, 917-889-7063. For those of you who are still online right now, on those phone lines, if you want to talk live, all you got to do is press that good one button. And if you're on there and don't want to dial in from that number, you can call us up at 215-471-0713. I'm going to play the last track of the evening before we get out of here. This is from Long Beach, California's own J-Star, the Demi Goddess. And the track is entitled Young and Reckless, right here on Radio AFG Live. Let's get it popping.
rules. Life's too damn short, why you worry about I need to worry about you? Cause we somewhere stunting VIP, bottle popping while I'm yelling out true. I'ma do what I do when the team on two, so they loving the crew. Yeah, they loving the crew. Kill every track, 16 like a semi. Lungs full of good and a cup full of Remy. I mean, it's cool, but I'd rather have Henny. Down for whatever's involving the Benji. Who you know that roll like us, stroll like us, rock shows like us. You can strap C4 across your motherfucking chest, and you bitch niggas still wouldn't blow like us. Y'all garbo, ain't putting in work, then you starve, ho. Keep shit lit like a Marlboro. She cool, but ain't nothing like the star, though. That's a goddamn fact. Ain't even got a dick, but they on my sack. So I tell them back, back, for you get clap, clap, wherever you at, y'all just like that.
I'm young, I'm young, I'm reckless,
I'm reckless.
I said I'm young,
I'm young,
I'm reckless,
I'm reckless.
I'm young.
Beats hella bad, some kick to it. You don't understand what I'm saying unless you been through it. I feel like none of these niggas get it. How you have a valid opinion if you ain't never live it?
You ain't never
that shit got me livid. Real bitch, no gimmick. Feeling like Master P and 9-3. Yeah, nigga, no limit. Rolling in that brand new Mercedes. Gold chain, cause I'm from the 80s. Look at what they made me. First niggas wanna hate me. Now I'm yelling, fuck you, pay me. My life gravy. Fuck you if you knew me. Listening to ASAP, blowing on that ooey. Real niggas with me and we surrounded by groupies. They don't ride shotgun back of the hoopty. Just like that. Ain't talking dollars, bitch, shut your trap. Swear to go thing on my neck so fat. We really out here, check your map. Swear we so young and dumb. Pocket full of hundreds and we full of cum. Party all night, being turned down is boring. Even though I got work in the morning.
I'm young, I'm young, I'm reckless,
I'm reckless.
I said I'm young.
Up. I stay drunk, just got paid, got bills to pay, but I said fuck that, I'm getting high today. You turn down, you TD, I'm turned up. I stay drunk, just got paid, got bills to pay, but I said fuck that, I'm getting high today. Say I'm turned up,
I'm turned up.
Say I'm turned up. God is J Star, you know where you can find me and other hot independent artists out there, and that's on Radio AFG Live with my boy Young Hawk. Let's get it.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Shout out to J Star, the Demi Goddess, Long Beach, California native. She is. Make sure you guys follow her on Twitter at J Star. That's J A Y Y S T A R R, all one word. I thank you guys for rocking and rolling with me tonight here on Radio AFG Live. Do you give a damn Thursday broadcast? In order to take some time out to actually analyze your life, think and retrospect about your past, your present, and where you want your future to be. As always, it's part of what I'd like to let you guys know to be blessed and less stressed. I will see you guys tomorrow night, same Stone Cold time. Same Stone Cold channel, blogtalkradio.com. It's Radio AFG Live. It's your boy, Young Hawk, the Fly Deuce Gun. Holla at me. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you guys tomorrow night for another broadcast. Thank you.